Bonjour, mon ami et mes petits-enfants.
It's down the hall to the right.
I'm just practicing. I'm going to land this Pêche perfume account, and it's going to put Wallace and McQuaid on the international map. Of course, that means I'll have to go to Paris, probably in April, when all those trees are in bloom.
Oh, I'll have to go and keep your beret clean.
Hey, can I go too?
You can't go to France until you finish your oatmeal.
Forget it.
Hey, Mr. Pêche comes over tonight. You think he'll bring me some free perfume samples?
Samantha, you think when Lee Iacocca comes over, he brings a Chrysler?
Give you a sample here. Hey?
Oh.
How's that?
I've got the richest neck in school.
Good morning, everyone.
Oh, something smells wonderful.
Thank you, Mother.
Ah, here it is. May I?
Right ahead, Mom. Oh, Monet, when a guy nibbles on your ears, he gets his money's worth.
Yeah. Some even ask for seconds. Oh.
I have to get going. How do I look? Just remember, this man is used to being surrounded by the most glamorous women in the world.
Well, you have nothing to worry about, darling. I'll be here for dinner tonight.
This is the single most important client that Wallace and McQuaid has ever pitched. $10 million. I want this presentation to be flawless.
Uh-huh.
Got the marketing plan.
Yep.
And the media report.
You got it.
Howie, is that artwork ready?
Oh, is that meeting today?
Howie!
I'm only kidding, Angela. Just want to get your adrenaline flowing.
You did. You're fired.
What?
Just kidding, Howie.
Talk about adrenaline. I'll go change my pants.
Angela, what arrangements have you made to assure that Mr. Pêche enjoys his stay?
I have booked him at the best suite in the best hotel in town. I have filled it with fruit baskets, flowers, and Dom Perignon 1975. I put a limousine at his disposal and got him front row seats to the hottest shows in town.
That's it? Angela, this is an important client. We should anticipate his every need and desire, if you catch my drift.
No, Jim, I don't.
Well, you know, big city, lonely man, lonely French man.
Jim, if you are suggesting a hooker,
I'm... Oh, really... hooker is such a crass word. Call girl has a nice ring to it.
Call it what you like. I'm not hiring one. I am taking Monsieur Pêche home with me.
Wow, Angela!
For dinner, with my mother and the kids.
Whoa, talk about life in the fast lane.
Jim, I'm handling this account my way, with integrity and honor, not yuckiness.
Excuse me, I'm looking for Angela Bauer.
Yes, I'm Angela Bauer.
Oh, I'm Geneviève Pêche from Pêche Fragrances.
You're a woman.
So are you.
Yes, I guess that makes two of us.
Hello. Welcome. So nice to see you.
Jim Peterson, executive vice president, in charge of most everything. That she's not in charge of.
I'm sorry. I'm a little surprised. I was expecting Monsieur Pêche.
Oh, Papa was summoned to a meeting with King Hossein.
Oh, yes, of course. Of course, I know how that is.
But you needn't be disappointed. My signature is all you need if we decide to go with your firm.
Oh, Mademoiselle Pêche, we're not disappointed at all. We're delighted your father isn't here. It's not that we don't want him here. It's just we're so glad you're here instead. Why don't we go into my office? This way.
Why? What an unusual calendar.
I thought we agreed you'd keep that in your desk. It seems like such a waste.
Tony cleans with manly power for ad exec Angela Bauer. Oh, he's yours.
He works for me. He's my housekeeper. My mother had those calendars made for a local charity.
What a magnificent... poem.
I was just congratulating Angela on her brilliant idea of having you to her home for dinner tonight.
Yes, I thought since you travel so much that you'd enjoy a home-cooked meal. And Tony is a superb cook.
Lovely. I'm a superb eater.
Good. Anything you need while you're here, you just let me know.
Well, as a matter of fact, while I'm in town, I could use an office.
You got it.
And I also could use some secretarial help.
No problem.
I also would like to have your housekeeper for a night.
Beg your pardon.
Well, I have this dreary party to go to at the embassy tomorrow night, and I need an escort.
Oh, an escort. Well, I'm not sure what Tony has planned for tomorrow. But I'm sure he'd love to. Let's go into my office and talk perfume. Après vous?
Oh, you speak French.
Un peu.
C'est formidable, une Américaine qui parle si bien le français.
Oui. Two cups of coffee and a French-English dictionary.
Right. Oh, Tony. Those hors d'oeuvres are a work of art.
Get your hand up there. Mona, come on. It took me all day to make those.
But if I don't eat them now, the guests will get them.
That's the idea, Mona.
Oh.
Hi, Dad. Hi, Tony.
Hey, don't sit on the couch. Get off the couch.
All right, that means you too, Bob. Go dig up a rose bush.
All right, come on, kids. Upstairs, get ready for dinner. Come on, guys. Let's go, let's go. Hey, this is a very important account. I want everything to be just perfect.
Relax, Tony. Everything is perfect.
Oh, no, not my hors d'oeuvres.
Well, I told you they looked good.
Would you like a little champagne to wash that down with, sir? All right, come on, get out. Let's go. Get out. Get out, you. You want a doggy bag? Shh, what am I going to do now, Mona?
Well, perhaps Monsieur Pêcher likes kibble.
Hello? I'm home.
Hello, darling. How did your day go today with Monsieur Pêcher?
Well, he sent his daughter instead. Guess what? She's going to take Tony to the French embassy tomorrow night.
Oh, how exciting. I wonder why he didn't mention it.
Well, maybe because he doesn't know.
You fixed Tony up with a date without even asking him?
Well, it's not really so much a date as it is two people going out and spending an evening together.
Well, how nice of you to offer Tony. I mean, it's so much more personal than just renting a guy.
Mother, he'll be thrilled. It's very exciting.
Oh, yeah? For whom? Tony or your board of directors?
He'll leap at the chance. And you help me talk him into it.
Tony! Guess what? Monsieur Pêcher isn't coming after all.
Oh, Angela.
His daughter's coming instead.
Well, thanks a lot, Angela.
And you're going to take her to the French embassy tomorrow night.
Oh, she needs a driver?
An escort.
An escort? You mean like in a blind date?
No, it is not like a blind date at all. Explain it to him, Angela.
It's not like a blind date at all. She knows what you look like. She's seen your picture in the office.
Yeah, well, what I look like isn't what I'm worried about. What does she look like?
Oh, she's elegant and sophisticated. She's French.
So are poodles.
But how many poodles have $10 million accounts?
No, seriously, Angela, what kind of girl is she?
Well, I wouldn't exactly call her a girl. She's a woman.
Oh, is she a Raquel Welch woman or a Mother Teresa woman?
Whatever you're thinking, you're wrong. She's beautiful, she's elegant, and she's got a great personality.
Oh, that's it? That's it? That's the kiss of death. Oh, last time I heard that was Lois Iazzino. Ooh, she had to sneak up on a glass of water.
I thought this would be fun for you.
Angela, look, I want you to get this account very badly. I really do. But where in my job description does it say I have to walk your clients?
That's her.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going to do my job. I'm going to serve a dinner, and then I'm going to clean up.
What about tomorrow night?
I'm washing my hair.
Bonsoir, I'm Geneviève Péché.
Hi, I'm Tony Maselli. I'm your date for tomorrow night.
Not too shabby.
Gee.
Huh? Well, I'll tell you, this sure beats camping out, huh?
Wouldn't anything?
Hey, that was some classy party, huh? Must have been 200 people there, not one fight.
What were you and Henry Kissinger huddled about?
Ah, he just wanted my recipe for sausage and peppers.
Well, I had a wonderful time. Nobody has ever taken me on a guided tour of Brooklyn before. I've never seen so many laundromats.
We may not be jet setters, but we're clean.
Well, thank you for taking me there.
Well, I wanted you to see the real New York.
I mean, and besides, I mean, I got a red Jaguar. I got somebody that looks like you. You think I'm not going to take a quick spin through the old neighborhood?
Well, if you wanted to impress them, we could have used my limousine.
Yeah, but you know, with those tinted windows, nobody would have known it was me back there.
Yes, it was so much better driving down Pitkin Avenue with your head out the sunroof and steering with your feet.
I seen it in a movie.
Hey, let's not tell Angela, though.
Okay.
You know, I really had a great night.
Well, who says that it's over?
Oh, my God. The Jaguar's been stolen. It's not in the driveway.
No, Mother. Tony has it.
What? It's 1 o'clock in the morning. Where could he be? What could he be doing? I know. He found an after-hours malt shop.
Just because it's late doesn't mean that Tony is... Well, after all, you're just coming in. I'm sure you weren't. Well, I'm sure Tony isn't.
Angela, take the blinders off, You sent Tony out to land this account. And right about now, I'd say they're lighting up the runway and lowering the landing gear.
Did not send him out to land this account.
Oh, really? Then what did you send him out to do?
I thought she just wanted an escort. Guess I was just kidding myself.
Yep.
Oh, Mother, what have I done? I've compromised another human being for my own personal gain.
Yeah. Tony.
Oh, I should get a wide-brim fedora and buy a pink Eldorado. Mother, do you know what I really am?
A brunette?
Mother! That's not funny. I don't...
Ça passe. Ce mal disparaîtra, ça passe. Mon cœur peu à peu oubliera la garce qui m'a joué la farce.
I never danced in French before. Oh.
Very nice.
It's a French dip. You know, I never knew somebody, you know, so rich and so famous could be so much fun.
You should see Queen Elizabeth after a couple of beers.
She drinks?
You know what I like about you, Tony?
What?
Everything. Je vais mettre quelque chose de plus confortable.
Wait, wait. Does that mean you're going to slip into something more comfortable?
You're bilingual, too.
What can I say?
Hey. Tonight, tonight.
It must be room service. Now, what do you tip a guy in a place like this?
Am I too late?
You're not room service. What are you doing here, Angela?
Correcting a grievous wrong.
Well, could you do it in 9:14? Look, I tell you what. Come back in 20 minutes. Make it dirty. 45 tops. unless there's a necktie on the door, then go home.
Where's Althea?
She's slipping into something French.
Then I got here just in time. Look, Tony, I think you may have gotten the impression when you went out this evening that I wanted you to be nice to Genevieve to help me land this account.
I'll be nice. I'll be so nice.
It's wrong for me to use you like this.
Oh, Angela, I mean, who are we to judge right, wrong? It's a fuzzy area.
I was blinded by a $10 million account. I can't let you sacrifice yourself.
Oh, Angela, I sacrifice myself for a lot less. Oh, sometimes for nothing. But sometimes it even costs me dinner in a movie.
Hola. Angela, what are you doing here?
She's correcting a grievous wrong by leaving. Come on.
Genevieve, ever since I've gotten into advertising, I've dreamed of landing an account like yours. I wanted it so much that I was willing to give you anything.
I don't understand what you're talking about. What is going...
I don't want your account. Not if I have to get it like this.
But Angela, what...
Wait. I don't understand either. Wait a minute. Genevieve, could you just excuse us for a second? Angela and I, we have to have a...
Tête-à-tête?
No, nothing like that. We're just going to talk. Angela, what are you doing?
Winnie, please.
Angela, look how hard you worked for this. Look how hard. I mean, what about putting Wallace and McQuaid on the international map, Aaron, and going to Paris when them trees are blooming or something?
Well, when you've seen one Eiffel Tower, you've seen them all.
Angela, you're giving away $10 million for me.
Well, our commission's only 10%.
Yeah, well, I mean, what's a crummy million?
Excuse me, this is all very touching, but you're not giving up anything. You already have the account. I decided that.
I do?
Tony has nothing to do with it.
I don't?
We French never mix business with pleasure. We never mix anything with pleasure.
Words to live by.
Sorry, I guess I've created a very awkward situation.
Yes, I think there is one too many people here. So if you'll excuse me, I'll go to bed. I think I can still catch the end of David Letterman.
Wait a minute. I should be the one to leave the two of you.
Oh, no, no. I could never come between two people who care about each other like you do.
Oh, I told you. There's nothing between us.
Ah, that's what you say. But we French, we understand about les affaires du cœur, the affairs of the heart. Although this one I'm a little confused about. But then so are you. Bonsoir.
Confused? Are you confused?
Me? I'm not confused. You confused?
No. About what?
Well, I don't know. Hey, come on, Angela. Let's go get a beer and pizza, huh? I know this great place over in Brooklyn, huh? Hey, it's right next door to an all-night laundromat.
Je passe.
No, Dr. Kissinger, I think that's the wrong approach. Yeah, first you brown the sauces, then you add the peppers. Sure, you gotta think of them as peacefully coexisting. Yeah. All right, look, don't worry about it. Call me back later. Let me know how it turns out, okay? Bye-bye, buddy.
What's the matter with this guy? He can't even cook a simple meal.
Oh, hey. Hey, yo, Samantha, everybody's got their strengths. I probably would have messed up the Middle East.
Angela,
Hey, ho! What are you doing? What are you doing? What? This is my Pêché for men. This is expensive stuff. You used half the bottle here.
Uh-uh. I just used a little. Grover used the rest.
Grover? This stuff really works!